堂听 class.com。
高考英语听力全真模拟二，
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. What kind of dress are you looking for?
Since it's getting warmer this time of the year, I want something lightweight. What do you think would be best? Text 2. I must say, miss, the food was great, and I've never had better service.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll pass your praise on to the cook and the manager. Thanks, too, for the tip. Text 3. I've got to go to Washington this afternoon.But I'm too tired to drive and the bus is so uncomfortable.
No problem. I'll save you the cost of a taxi by dropping you off at the train station on my way to work.
Text 4. I've been thinking about my uncle a lot these days.
Why not go over for a visit?
Text 5. Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to know something about the weather in Arizona in the coming week.
Well, it'll be fairly hot and there'll be much rain.
I see. Thanks very much for your help.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Test 6. Welcome, miss. May I help you?
I hope so. I want a lipstick.
Do you have any particular brand in mind?
I like Lifol very much.
We have different shades of Lifol lipstick. May I know what colour you usually wear?
Pink, but today I'm thinking of buying one in a dark shade. You know, I'll be a teacher next month. I wish to look more serious.
Yes, I see. How do you like this one?
Not too bad. May I have a try?
Certainly, miss.
It's still too bright. Any darker shades?
Not from the Lifol group, I'm afraid.
Well, any brand will do, as long as I get the right colour.
How about this one, then? It has a more transparent touch.
Okay, that's the very thing I need.
Welcome, miss. May I help you?
I hope so. I want a lipstick.
Do you have any particular brand in mind?
I like Lifol very much.
We have different shades of Lifol lipstick. May I know what colour you usually wear?
Pink, but today I'm thinking of buying one in a dark shade. You know, I'll be a teacher next month. I wish to look more serious.
Yes, I see. How do you like this one?
Not too bad. May I have a try?
Certainly, miss.
It's still too bright. Any darker shades?
Not from the Lifel group, I'm afraid.
Well, any brand will do, as long as I get the right colour.
How about this one, then? It has a more transparent touch.
Okay, that's the very thing I need.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Test 7. It's so hard for me to learn English. Why is it so easy for you?
I didn't know you were having problems. Maybe it's easier for me because I already speak two languages. But also, I really work at it.
Well, I always do my homework and go to classes. What else do you think would help?
Well, you might try reading newspapers. And I always talk to Americans when I get a chance. Though sometimes it's hard.
But how do you meet Americans? I only know other foreign students.
How about sitting next to an American at lunch? Or have you ever thought of asking someone over to your house for dinner?
Those are good ideas, but I'm a little shy to speak English.
You won't learn if you don't try and speak. If I were you, I'd talk to your English teacher. He might have some good ideas.
It's so hard for me to learn English. Why is it so easy for you?
I didn't know you were having problems. Maybe it's easier for me because I already speak two languages. But also, I really work at it.
Well, I always do my homework and go to classes. What else do you think would help?
Well, you might try reading newspapers. And I always talk to Americans when I get a chance. Though sometimes it's hard.
But how do you meet Americans? I only know other foreign students.
How about sitting next to an American at lunch? Or have you ever thought of asking someone over to your house for dinner?
Those are good ideas, but I'm a little shy to speak English.
You won't learn if you don't try and speak. If I were you, I'd talk to your English teacher. He might have some good ideas.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四题。
Test 8. Hello, my name's David Parker. I'm calling about the apartment advertised in the paper. Can you tell me something about it?
Yes, it's a one-bedroom apartment with a living room, a kitchen, a bathroom and a balcony.
Where is it located?
It's on Montreal Road.
Is it furnished?
Yes, it's furnished with sofas, a dining table, chairs and some appliances.
How much is the rent?
It's $500 per month, including utilities.
You mean gas, electricity and heat?
Yes, that's right.
Is there anything like a management fee or a parking fee?
The management fee is included in the rent, but parking is $50 a month.
Can I come and have a look at it today?
Yes, how about 1 o'clock this afternoon?
1 o'clock sounds fine. See you then.
See you.
Hello, my name's David Parker. I'm calling about the apartment advertised in the paper. Can you tell me something about it?
Yes, it's a one-bedroom apartment with a living room, a kitchen, a bathroom and a balcony.
Where is it located?
It's on Montreal Road.
Is it furnished?
Yes, it's furnished with sofas, a dining table, chairs and some appliances.
How much is the rent?
It's $500 per month, including utilities.
You mean gas, electricity and heat?
Yes, that's right.
Is there anything like a management fee or a parking fee?
The management fee is included in the rent, but parking is $50 a month.
Can I come and have a look at it today?
Yes, how about 1 o'clock this afternoon?
1 o'clock sounds fine. See you then.
See you.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七题。
Text 9. Are you looking forward to your trip to Canada, Susan?
I can't wait to see Canada, Jason, but I'm scared stiff of the journey. My husband insists on flying, but I want to sail. Planes make me nervous.
There's nothing to be frightened of. How many planes fly across the Atlantic every day?
I have no idea. Hundreds, I suppose.
And how often do you hear of a crash? Once or twice a year?
Yes, but aeroplanes fly so high and fast that once is enough.
There are more road accidents per day than air deaths per year. Air transport is really safe compared with road transport.
I still prefer to go by sea. Ships may not travel fast, but at least you can relax. I love a trip on a luxury liner like the Queen Elizabeth II.
It's fine if you're a good sailor, but have you ever traveled far in a rough sea?
No, I've only been in a boat once. I sailed down the River Thames on a sightseeing tour. But in any case, I'd rather be seasick than dead.
Are you looking forward to your trip to Canada, Susan?
I can't wait to see Canada, Jason, but I'm scared stiff of the journey. My husband insists on flying, but I want to sail. Planes make me nervous.
There's nothing to be frightened of. How many planes fly across the Atlantic every day?
I have no idea.Hundreds, I suppose.
And how often do you hear of a crash? Once or twice a year?
Yes, but aeroplanes fly so high and fast that once is enough.
There are more road accidents per day than air deaths per year. Air transport is really safe compared with road transport.
I still prefer to go by sea. Ships may not travel fast, but at least you can relax. I love a trip on a luxury liner like the Queen Elizabeth II.
It's fine if you're a good sailor, but have you ever travelled far in a rough sea?
No, I've only been in a boat once. I sailed down the River Thames on a sightseeing tour. But in any case, I'd rather be seasick than dead.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Test 10. Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you a story about Miss Richards.Miss Richards was a teacher at a school for boys and girls. She taught chemistry and physics from the lowest to the highest classes in the school. Sometimes the new classes learned rapidly, but sometimes they were very slow, and then Mrs. Richards had to repeat things many times. One year, the first class had been studying chemistry for several weeks when Miss Richards suddenly asked, "What is water? Who knows?Hands up." There was silence for a few seconds, and Miss Richards felt sad. But then one boy raised his hand. "Yes, Dick," said Miss Richards, encouragingly. He was not one of the brightest students in the class, so she was glad this boy could answer. "Water is a liquid which has no colour until you wash your hands in it. Then it turns black," the boy replied.Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you a story about Miss Richards. Miss Richards was a teacher at a school for boys and girls. She taught chemistry and physics from the lowest to the highest classes in the school. Sometimes the new classes learned rapidly, but sometimes they were very slow, and then Mrs. Richards had to repeat things many times.One year, the first class had been studying chemistry for several weeks when Miss Richards suddenly asked, "What is water? Who knows? Hands up." There was silence for a few seconds, and Miss Richards felt sad. But then one boy raised his hand. "Yes, Dick," said Miss Richards, encouragingly. He was not one of the brightest students in the class, so she was glad this boy could answer. Water is a liquid which has no colour until you wash your hands in it. Then it turns black, the boy replied.